Welcome to the Doghouse. Motocross wrapped up this past weekend, and the countdown has started on the MotoGP Championship. It's now down to two more venues. And
are we going to talk about it once it's over?
I don't know, because they're going to still have like nine races left, something like that.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. I mean, Mark Marquez is just literally running away with it.
Oh yeah, it's done, but the dead people don't know they're dead yet.
Yeah, I checked our mailbox and I didn't see a check from Mark Marquez, so I think sooner or later the phrase "that doesn't pay" is going to be said.
But I think the phrase "it doesn't pay," I think it's been said. That's a measure of how good that he is, that even the doghouse curse can't penetrate his victories. Oh, then that's true. That's true. There's always spontaneous human combustion that's out there.
Yeah, well, so. I'm just saying there's still two more rounds.
There is.
There's more than two rounds. There's two rounds for him to wrap it up.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. There's two rounds before it's inevitable.
Phil's saying he could find a window to open sometime in the next 4 weeks.
Yeah.
Right?
The old...
Those double-hung windows really get you every time.
Maybe Bautista makes a return or something.
We got news. Bautista's got a new home. Okay, go ahead.
First, I got to do a listener rant.
Good.
Right? And it wasn't one. It wasn't two. It was several listeners that contacted me this week. And for people who want to know, like Facebook, pretty easy to get touch on, stuff like that. So there are ways to contact me, the email, Facebook posting, Instagram, that kind of stuff is the easiest.
And don't fling out any death threats. They no longer impress us.
Yeah. We need something really unique. You need to bring unique
here, way. You want to do that? Be like, "Hi, buddy." That'd be like, "Whoa, what are you setting me up for?" But they all wanted me not to start the show until you guys said it and admitted it. You admit it, but then you dance around it. Then I'm right. There's an A bike and a B bike. Ken admitted it on the air last week.
No, I did not.
Yes, you did. You just
no, I did like, not. I play it back.
I listened play to the last week's show. He did not.
I did not say that.
He said it.
I did not.
I will admit this. There is an A and a B at Ducati.
There's an A and a B at every team.
Mark Marquez is on the A, and the B is Bagnaia. It's not the bike.
Well,
it's
I don't
Bagnaia.
Care.
B
I don't
for Bagnaia.
I don't care. I don't care if you call them A and B bikes. I don't really care. The idea that they would sabotage one of their two riders that they're paying a big salary to.
They just don't put the effort in.
That's sabotage.
Okay. That's sabotage. It's like here on the show. I put the effort in. You guys don't. I'm an A person.
Yeah, right.
Warren's like a D.
Right.
He's been on the last 4 months.
Yeah, he has been. You've been a slacker, Warren.
I got to go back to work to get some rest.
I'm gonna put on your 6 month review. It's gonna be an I for incomplete. But here you go. Just saying. You finally admit it. You just got to say the words. You got to say the words, Ken.
A B. Okay. A B. I just said it. Right. What are the words? No. You think I'm gonna say Phil's right?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, there we go. I'm just gonna cut that out.
That ain't gonna happen, because I'd be talking to the guy that said when Mark Marquez hurt his arm, he was done.
Forever.
Done. Then he said when Mark Marquez Mark Marquez was done when he had vision problems. Done. But we all three agree he's going to win the championship.
MotoGP is probably
and winning championships. Everybody doesn't go together.
They drove Honda out. They killed Yamaha.
What has that got to do with his career not being over?
I'm just saying.
Honda was able to produce better bikes, he'd probably have 10 championships now.
They were producing the best bikes, and then all of a sudden it stopped.
And Phil would be leaving the pool. Leaving our pool that we have if it wasn't for the fact that he just likes to say, Canet, hands of cement. That's it.
That's a true statement.
It is a true. I know it's a true statement.
I have no faith in Gonzalez.
I didn't pick Gonzalez.
I did.
I know.
We have Warren did.
I have no faith in him. I have no faith in Maria. At least I have enjoyed saying Canadiens.
Yeah, exactly. Well, cost you a lot of points. Cost you a lot of points to enjoy yourself.
Yeah. Right. Cost me a lot of money to enjoy myself too. Hey.
That's true. That is true.
I don't know what you're trying to get at there, Ken. I'm
fair trade.
Sure
just a fair trade, Phil. That's all.
Fair trade. Yeah. All right. Anyways, I guess you want to go. I mean, neither of them were exciting. So which do you guys, which least exciting thing?
Well, let's dispose of motocross, right? Because everybody knew that Deegan was going to win. He basically had to drop the bike two races in a row not to take the championship.
Yeah, yeah.
It was the last race. And it wasn't like Shimoda was going to somehow manage to get 60 some points in two races, right?
Right.
So, you know, Deegan did what he needed to do. It was over with in the first race. Surprise, surprise. And then the second race was not even worth watching. He ended up, what, a 2-1? I think a 2-1, right? Yeah, or 1-2. I don't remember.
So Shimoda won both races. So he was 1-1.
He was 1-1, so did he get a 2-2?
2-2-2, maybe?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
Well, Shimoda's had a great last couple of weeks. That's 2-1-1s.
Well, it's just like every year, his last, you know, five or six races, he's spectacular. But the first eight races, he doesn't even show up.
Well, you know.
No. Oh, wait, hold on. That's classes. My bad.
Phil's validating.
Yeah, I thought Deegan won the last
week. I thought he did, too. I thought it was a 2-1. And maybe you're thinking of the week before, but let's just see, because it could be.
Yeah, it was a 2-1, and Shimoda was a 3-2.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I was thinking of
the previous. Warren, you're watching the wrong race.
Cole Davies won the first race. Right.
Yes, that's right.
That's a little race a lot.
Yeah, that's why that didn't sound right to me, as I was like, wait a second.
Yeah, Cole Davies, you're right. You're right. Yeah. I remember that.
That was Cole Davies. He hadn't been around for a while, so it was nice to see him back.
I don't think he's ever been back. I think Cole Davies is.
He's
that
been
may
out
be
for a while.
I mean, he might
that
have
may
had
be
to go
his
to
first win.
Or
that may be his that's first something. Win.
It is. That's why I thought we should mention that. And then Levi Kitchen finally appeared again.
Yeah, but he makes these appearances. And the thing is, he can't do motocross. He's a supercross rider, and I think that's it. I think that's Levi Kitchen thinks he's just not strong enough. He can't compete with the top guys in there. He's not a Shimoda, and he's certainly not a Deegan. So that ain't happening. So that was it for the so that's over with. So Deegan's the champion, you know, like we didn't know that halfway through the season. And Jet Lawrence, I mean, he finished it off in style, you know. He ended up with what, a 2-1?
I believe so.
Yeah, or a 1-2, whatever. But I think Jet got the overall.
Yeah, he had a 1-2, and Hunter
1-2,
had a
3-1. Yeah, he was good.
Justin Cooper had the second.
Race. Yeah, so, I mean, he didn't need it. He had already won the championship the weekend before, so he's just kind of rubbing their faces in it, I think. Or at least he's rubbing it in his brother's face, but your brothers
so,
do that.
I mean, obviously, we're, you know, 10 months out, so what about the Deegan-Jet Lawrence matchup next year in 450 motocross?
I think Jet is better than Deegan.
I don't think I can't venture an opinion because you never know how well Deegan's going to adapt to the 450s. So when they actually are racing heads up, we're just going to have to see. I don't think it's predictable.
I mean, one thing that I noticed is I think Deegan's a big kid.
Deegan's a big kid, but he's the other thing about Deegan is, and you know, I guess Jet to a lesser extent, but Deegan's got the biggest effing ego. I swear, you know.
Well, Jet's
big
pretty
ego.
Bad, but Deegan is worse.
Yeah, Deegan's worse than that. You never know how somebody who's got that big of an ego will handle not being number one. That's the thing you never know. That can crush somebody.
That can
like
break
that.
Them.
I was just thinking that, to me, he looks huge on the 250.
He's a big kid. There's no question. And he's still growing.
Yeah. Is the 450 going to be more suited for his size?
I don't know.
I think Malcolm Stewart became a better racer on a 450.
I think he did too. But I don't know that size by itself is an advantage, right? I think that's, you know, because Jet Lawrence and his brother are not big. Okay.
No, I get that.
I don't know that size is that big of a difference. And I can tell you, Villopoto was not
riding
a big
wise,
guy.
I don't
either.
Mean like him being bigger than the other guys is the advantage, but the bike fitting him better could be.
Oh, I don't think there's a doubt that bike's going to fit him bigger because he's a lanky
kid,
right? But whether that gives him an advantage, I don't know, because, you know, who knows? There is going to be a big ego clash next year, okay, which we always thought we were going to see between Tomac and Lawrence, and it never came to being, because
because Tomac won't give it up. I mean, ego is there, but he just doesn't have the talent anymore.
He doesn't. He doesn't. I think he's too beat up, and you know that they accumulate over time.
You lose the little
injuries become. That's true. Yeah, they kind of lose the drive.
I'm handing him my wings. I lost the edge. Right? We all started talking.
I'm punching out.
I'm handing him my wings, sir, because I lost the edge.
Are we done with the 450s? Are we done with the 450s?
I think so.
Okay.
I guess the only thing we have to mention is they're going to, in a week or so, start the Super Moto Cross.
The playoffs.
Yeah, who cares?
Only Warren.
Yeah, I was going to say, I have absolutely no interest in that.
It's still racing.
Yeah, I don't watch the chase in NASCAR either, so I don't care.
I don't think anybody watches.
I don't think anybody
watches. I tried to get back into NASCAR this year and couldn't do it.
The best thing that happened in NASCAR was a guy taking a head dive off the window.
Didn't even
get his arms out.
That's probably the most views that they've had in years.
I mean, I feel bad for that guy, but still, it was pretty funny.
Yeah, it was pretty funny. Big news coming out of World Superbike this week. Bautista has now got a ride on another Ducati team. So he's going to ride on one of the satellite Ducati teams. So he's already signed a deal. And
is this with weight or without weight?
Well, I mean, I think that weight adjustment thing was due to the amount of wins that the factory Ducati team had. So I think probably without weight. So that's what I would guess. And then the other big news is not surprising whatsoever. In fact, Ken predicted it earlier this season, is Johnny Rea announced his retirement. He's retiring at the end of the season.
Another one who's a little past the point they should have retired.
Well, you know, far be it for us to argue against somebody chasing the money, right? But I think the problem
is... We do it every week. What are you talking about?
You guys don't have jobs.
We don't have jobs. That's right.
I chase the money. You don't chase the money. You chase an ambulance. He chases, where's the place in the country with the worst internet? I got to go there and produce that.
I understand his reasoning that he went to Yamaha. So, I mean, I'm presuming, and I would forgive him for chasing the money. Let's put it that way. Okay. However, before this season started, it was obvious that was going to be a legacy killer, right? And he still decided to run one more season, and all he ended up getting out of it was a lot of injuries.
I don't know. I mean, I guess it's an ego thing.
It is. We see how many professional athletes do we see do this all the time?
It's like Cooper Webb. Cooper Webb learned from Johnny Rea.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Pop out.
Yeah.
No one is going to say ill of you.
No.
Three-time Supercross champ. How about it?
Yeah. And,
not going to do it.
I think he is. He already announced it. He's going to be doing it at the end of this season, which there isn't that much more left.
Was that just motocross? He's still going to do Supercross.
Yeah. I think he's going to do Supercross.
Well, are you talking about Cooper Webb?
Yeah.
No, I was talking about Johnny Rea.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, no, Johnny Rea will be done the end of this season, and I'm glad. I don't care about him. I care about them clearing up another seat. Bautista should take a message from him. But Bautista somehow thinks of getting another Ducati. He's going to be competitive again. We'll see.
Yeah.
We will see. I think, again, that's somebody else who's like, okay, you're 40 years old. Bautista's 40 years old. Retire and free up the seat.
Well, how about Petrucci? He's got to be old.
Petrucci's about 4 years younger, I believe. I think Petrucci. Yeah,
almost 40.
He's old enough. He's old enough. Yeah, Petrucci, I agree.
The Loz brothers, we've been talking about the Loz brothers crash for a decade.
Yeah, but you know what? There's been this trend in World Superbike the last 10 years of guys riding very late, sticking around a long time. Yeah,
here, I'm going to say this.
I and just drop up, it down to World Superbike.
I just pulled up the roster on my other screen of the riders in World Superbike, right?
Yeah.
And I'm looking, and Garrett Golov looks like he's in his 30s, because he probably is. And if Garrett Golov is that old and looks that old, the rest of these guys are ancient. I mean, you might as well run Agostini on a Ducati.
Yeah, they've just had that. I don't know what it is about World Superbike. It's kind of like it's the
Peter
stop.
Peter Rabat, he was three Johnny Ray's six run championships. So that's what, 10 years ago we talked about him?
In Moto 2, you're talking about when he won Moto 2?
Going over when he first went over to World Superbike.
I don't know how old Tito Rabat is. I don't think he's anywhere near 40.
1989. He's 36.
Okay, he's not 40.
That's almost
that's pretty
40.
Close.
I don't know. It's 10% of his life.
Garrett Golov's 30 on the nose.
Yeah,
he just had a birthday. I'm pooping on my ear. He looks like he's 40. I'm sorry, Garrett. Well,
he's got 10 more years to race then.
But in general, what's happened is that guys get forced down to World Superbike out of MotoGP when they've basically done the Peter principle and proved that that's as good as they're going to get, and it's not good enough. They drop down to World Superbike, and then they try and race for another 10 years. And by that time, most of them are in their mid-20s to late-20s. And that's just not happening, right? And so you see that now. It's kind of become a thing in World Superbike now. It's kind of like the Legends series.
Senior league.
Yeah, I mean,
Crazy Joe Annone's still over there.
Yeah, but he got booted. He got suspended when he was still, I think, pretty young. He was gone for 4 years, right?
Yeah, I'm just saying.
There's a lot of guys in their 30s in World Superbike. A lot of guys.
Mid to later 30s, right?
Yeah.
35.
Not as old as Lowe's brothers. But nobody's hit 40 other than Bautista.
Yet.
Well, yet. That's true.
I don't know. There are some names here where I got to do the math.
Yeah. The trend has definitely been in the last decade towards more elderly riders because it becomes a series of last resort. It's a series of last resort.
It's become the senior league.
Yeah, it's the senior league. Yeah, I mean, it's the ride of last resort. It's either that or you ride a bagger for Moto America, yeah. Right?
Yeah, valid point.
Yep. So,
I don't know.
Isn't that where Lawrence Baz is now, riding a bagger?
Yeah, I think so.
There's two of them, Baz and
Petrucci's only 35.
I feel like
I would have thought he was older than that.
I know. I would have thought he was in his mid 60s. No.
How old's Iannone? That's the one you need to check on.
I don't know. I don't know if the calendars go back that far.
I don't think he's as old as you think.
He's 36.
Yeah.
Okay.
Bautista is the Methuselah of World Superbike, and he's sticking around for another season. Yeah, and he's sticking around for another season. I thought he was going to retire. This was going to be his one.
He must have like no PR people to get him. 84. Yeah, he's 41.
Yeah. Yeah.
And maybe ancient. He doesn't think he's going to get anybody at the Bautista Wreckers school.
I always say when athletes stay too long in their career, you can almost predict that they've got some really bad investments in their background. Right? Most of those $1 million babies are broke when they retire.
Yeah. Yeah, so. That's true.
Yeah. So let's talk MotoGP before we run out of time.
Okay, I guess so.
So David Alonso gets his first win, isn't he like Peruvian or something? They're both South Americans, one and two.
Yeah, Colombian.
Which is the first time. He's Colombian. And then Diego Moreira, who is a Brazilian. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you what, he's looking really good. It's late in the season, but I'll tell you what, Gonzalez has not got a big lead.
No.
He's definitely catchable with four more stops.
Yeah, he's definitely catchable.
Yeah. Been no,
I mean, he looked extremely fast, at the beginning of the race, but Moreira's just, he had a great weekend, and David Alonso came out of friggin' nowhere, but he has been fast lately. Gets his first Moto 2 win. I think you're going to see a lot more wins out of David Alonso.
If he was
Moto
3
winner last season. What?
If he could qualify a little higher up, he'd be
he's
got to
qualify
dangerous.
A lot higher up. He's a horrible qualifier. So he came, he would have been a good pick in the pool. Real good pick.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But of course, nobody picked him.
Maria is pretty much, and I'm going to say this, you're going to be like, Phil, you're a dumbass. But Maria is 6 points, pretty much one race from being in number two spot over Kanat and Smith.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. And he's got, and he's got the much hotter hand.
Yeah.
And not cement.
He's 31 behind Gonzalez, gaining quickly.
And those two guys that won these races, they're both very young. Very young. So,
yep.
I think you're looking at the future, but Moreira's already got a ride, I think, in MotoGP. I think he's already got a seat. I think he's going on a satellite Honda team, I think.
Yeah, I believe so. I think
that's what
I
said.
Yeah, which is a great career ender, but we'll see how that works out.
I was like, because there was an article about how all the teams are scared of him, and Marquez and Rossi thinks he's the next fast thing and all this kind of stuff. And he's like, but I'm going to Honda. It was like, well, what's the point of
that? We're fine.
It's called safety.
That was a waste of a read.
You don't think that whole, let's get him a ride on Honda before anybody else signs him, right?
Honda, you guys should sign him.
You should sign him. He's the hottest thing in Moto 2 right now. Yeah. So anyway, he's going. Right now I look at it and I'd say, and Gonzalez does not have a ride. He's going to be back in Moto 2 next year. That's certain. And so it's going to be Alonso.
As far as I know, Maria is the only one with a bump up.
That's the one.
He's the only one I know that's in the championship chase. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. But Gonzalez doesn't have any offers. And, you know, I don't know whether there's been anything that's been discussed, and he's being smart enough not to say, I'll go ride a Honda. But we'll see. But I expect that next year's Moto 2 is going to be him against Alonso. Kanat just seems like he's lost something. I don't know if it's his last injuries or what. He just doesn't seem like the same rider to me. Probably this was the perpetual number two guy, remember? He can't manage those anymore.
I think too much ink. I think it just wait.
I told you. He ran out of room. He's not as aerodynamic as
he used to be.
Yeah, he's being weighed down. He's carrying 5 pounds of ink.
Yeah.
Yeah, so anyway, so that's Moto 2. And then in Moto GP, the question is really not about Marc Marquez anymore. That's done. It's who is actually surprising behind him. There's a couple. Aldeguer has shown some speed and has been somewhat impressive.
What about Acosta having his best race of the
year? Yeah, Acosta, I think that to me was shocking.
But that's what he's supposed to be expected to do. I mean, that's all season long. Everybody's been talking about he's going to be the guy. He's all last year. He's going to be the guy moving.
Yeah, but there's no guy.
And the guy that surprised me, I think, has done fairly well. This wasn't his good weekend, though, was DeGiannantonio. He's done decent all season.
Remember, he's got the advantage on that team that he's riding for VR46, the 120-25 bike.
Yep. A-bike.
Yeah, he's riding the A-bike, right, Phil?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, he's riding the A-bike. Yeah. But... remember, Alex Marquez has been faster than him all season long, and also his teammate has done better than him in many races. So the advantage of the 2025 or 2024 is negligible, to be the least. So I don't know. Alex Marquez has basically screwed his way out of having any run for the championship now. He's just like decided he's going to throw it away. Maybe that was always the plan. Who knows?
And lately,
he's a blocker.
Bezzecchi's been kind of consistent.
Well, yeah, and Jorge Martin had his best race, Jorge Martin doesn't like being the number, being on the B bike, apparently.
He's like, I got to do something.
I want that A bike next season.
Yeah, I think Martin's going to have that. I think he will have a better bike next season.
I think I'm going to make Doug.
Why do you think that?
Because I think he's only been back a couple races. He's already showing that he's excellent. He's already got a world championship. I think he'll be the man for the Aprilia.
He hasn't shown anything prior to this weekend. This is only his second race. He got one championship point last time out. So let me show him repeating that process on the next round, and then I'll be impressed. Okay. One top 10 does not an improvement make, especially when the field tends to thin itself out in the first turn. Right.
They have done that a lot this year.
Yeah. So we'll see. We'll see. I mean, I'm at the point, look, beat your teammate. Until you can beat your teammate, it's nothing. Doesn't matter. You got to beat your teammate. If you can't beat your teammate, you can't win races. So,
and if you can't beat your teammate, beat the crew chief so that you get the better bike.
Yeah, right.
take the helmet off and just slap that unibrow dude in the head. Be like, yeah. I need the better bike.
He's nowhere near as fast as Bezzecchi yet. He can't run at the top. He's just not there. Let's see if that changes. But in my opinion, with halfway decent riders, the Aprilia is not competition for the Ducati. It just isn't.
No, but the bike
for book no accountability. I bet Jorge will be the premier Aprilia rider next year.
Oh, on that's good. Bike.
Is that what you're saying?
That's a good prediction, guy. Warren. That's a good prediction, Warren. Right? That's like saying you're going to be the top player on the last place football team. Right? Congratulations.
You'll be the Jets MVP. What?
Yeah, that's right. You'll be the Jets MVP.
Hey, yeah, somebody's got to win the Super Bowl.
There's nothing that says that Aprilia is going to be better next season. There is nothing that says that. They could be worse.
What? I think everybody's going to be pretty much the same next year because they're not going to put that much effort in the bikes.
The most improved bike this season, believe it or not, is actually the Honda.
Yeah.
Well, it's the Honda. Here's what I'm going to say is I kind of agree with Warren that I don't think many teams are going to dump as much money in the bikes next year because you got the switch coming up.
In 26-27, yeah.
It's going to be a repeat of this year. Like, probably. I'm more worried about next year being as boring as this year.
Well, I'm more worried about when they drop down to 800 cc's, it being like it was when they dropped down to 800 cc's the last time. Right. And it kind of, it had the effect that they wanted, but it made for really, it wasn't great racing.
No.
So, then they went back to the 1,000 cc. I don't know why they have to keep repeating this. It didn't work when they dropped down to 800 cc's. You now basically have made it a Moto 2 bike. Yeah. It's effectively a Moto 2 bike when you do that. I'm not even sure what the difference is between the two bikes at Moto 2 and Moto GP after they make the drop to 800 cc's. So I don't know what the point of this is, but they've tried it for it. It was a horrible failure.
Chassis, right?
Oh, no, like it cost them sponsors. When they did it last time, it cost them sponsors. Yeah, so the racing wasn't as good. But I'm just saying
the difference between the two bikes, mainly it's got to be chassis now.
Yeah, but why?
Well,
why? Right? The difference in the chassis right now has been, remember, the motors in Moto 2 are already all fixed. They're all Triumph. They're all fixed, right? So they probably, everything that they can do is chassis based. Yeah, but
there's only, two chassis builders.
That's right. But, I mean, that's where you do everything. Right in Moto 2 is on chassis adjustments, different swing arms, different front preload, different things like that. I actually think that them doing this is going to tend to take a lot of people who don't even pay attention to Moto 2. It will actually focus more people on Moto 2 because I think you'll get better racing.
Maybe.
Yeah. So we'll see how it goes.
I was thinking like you were asking what's the difference between the two bikes. I thought the GP bikes where everybody's building their own chassis versus you got two chassis builders in Moto 2.
Well, you got two chassis builders, that is true. But I mean, effectively, what is the difference, right? Both bikes, they're always built around the engine. The engines are the wild card in Moto GP. They're no wild card in Moto 2, right? So I don't know the chassis will be that different between Moto 2 and Moto GP. Where's the step up? Right, because Moto 2 has always been the step up between Moto 3 and GP. You go to Moto 2 to get used to a bigger bike, bigger chassis, right? More technical suspension, things like that. I don't see that happening, and it's not what happened last time, so we'll see.
No, I agree.
We'll see. I'll tell you what will kill them is if the Moto 2 bikes are as fast, which could happen.
Yeah.
Yeah,
if they're bringing the same
speed, or they'll detune, or they'll have Triumph detune the engine so they can't. Who knows?
Yeah, and if that ever gets out, that'd be a killer.
Well, it'll be out the day it happens.
Not necessarily.
All depends how much you can keep pay people off.
What do we got coming up? World Superbike is not for another week. Do we have MotoGP this weekend?
MotoGP is Catalunya?
I don't know. You're supposed to tell us.
I don't know.
We're allowed to be stupid. You have a big screen next to you.
I have pictures of
other Yeah, screens. Okay. besides OnlyFans, can you check to see?
Yeah, Catalunya.
Catalunya. Okay. One step closer to the championship being announced.